You're listening to Classically Black on APR, American Public Radio. Composer Jonathan Bruce Brown traces his ancestry to Europe rather than Africa, but his work Legacy of Vision, Martin Luther King, is such a powerful setting of the speeches of Dr. King that it belongs in this program of music honoring African-American culture, and it provides a stunning conclusion to this concert of celebration. The gripping, charismatic oratory of Dr. King set in the context of the spirituals All God's Chillen Got Wings and Deep River combines with vivid musical depiction to make this work truly inspiring. Ollie Watts-Davis, heard earlier as soloist in Heart on the Wall, makes her debut as an orchestral conductor in this work for narrator, chorus, and orchestra. Legacy of Vision, Martin Luther King by Jonathan Bruce Brown. The narrator is William Warfield, who has very vivid memories of Dr. King.
Of course, Dr. Martin Luther King was a tremendously great man, and I did have occasions to actually be on the same rostrum with him in the Parchman Terrace in Geneva in Switzerland and on several other occasions. And I thought of him as a man of tremendous dedication, and it was a dedication that he felt out of a calling. He often said, for instance, he says, "I did not ask for this. It was foisted upon me, and I'm answering the call to this leadership, but I did not start out to be this thing, but whatever it is, with God's help, I shall fulfill it." And he had this tremendous awareness that he thought that he would not live for a long time and almost predicted his death. I don't know how to explain when he was assassinated how that affected me. And fortunately for me, it happened on a time in which I was at a concert out at the University of Arkansas. And I had come over from Tulsa, drove with my accompanist from Tulsa, and I put on some music. Said, "You don't want to hear the radio. Let's talk." And then at the end of the concert, a young lady, black lady, girl came up to me and said, "I suppose you've heard the news." And I said, "What?" He said, "Dr. Martin Luther King was assassinated today." I just about fell out, and my accompanist grabbed my arm. He says, I was so scared somebody was going to tell you this before the concert. That's why I wouldn't let you play the radio." It hit me like a ton of bricks. And I don't know what reaction I would have had if I had to go out and sing a concert knowing that, because I was feel very attached not only to the man but to his work, which I still am. All of us are.